bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects all of us, but together we can make a difference. That is why we are hosting the third annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe, Saturday, July 12th, from Victory Over Violence Park, down MLK Drive, right to the studios here at 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month and for the next couple of weeks, Tori Lowe will be speaking with politicians and community leaders about how we can better provide resources to stop the rise of violence. So if you want to join the walk, join the fight to stop violence, go to truthwalkagainstviolence.com to sign up. That's it. truthwalkagainstviolence.com. Sign up for the Walk Against Violence, supported by 1MKE. That's Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to noon. At the PM. I tell you. I would respond to some of the idiocy on the YouTube chat, but then that would lower me to the ridiculousness of a couple of people, one in particular, on there. So it's just funny. It's just funny. Yeah. Get a job. Okay. Just go get a job. I would say get a life, but I guess your life is. Anyway. Yeah. And so one of the things that I've been looking at before I hit my top five at five. So I write myself questions so I can kind of go, what is that? Do black people read, watch, or follow Harry Potter? I was just wondering. It just popped in my head. And I got to have some space for those errant thoughts that pop up. Because I've never read Harry Potter. I've never seen I saw a picture of Harry Potter. I saw the preview for the movie, but I've seen none of the movies. I don't get it. But I guess it's like if you're a Star Trek fan, too. You know, I was a Star Trek fan. You know the problem with Star Trek? Everything they do, like, actually came true. And now we, you know, talk on stuff like this. And we do all sorts of things. And it's no longer, like, novel, right? We kind of do all those things. I was just wondering, do black people actually read, watch, or follow Harry Potter. Interesting.
Number five.
So, it's summertime, y'all. You know what that means. Right? You know what that means. Tomorrow is 4th of July, where we celebrate and start our 450th year as a country. From WISN.com and Washington, D.C., fewer Americans will host a barbecue, cookout, or picnic or other food-related events this Independence Day. That's according to an annual survey done by the National Retail Federation, alongside proper insights and analytics. Last year, 66% of Americans planned on hosting food-related events. This year, that number dropped to 61%. Some of the shift may be due to uncertainty around rising costs, causing consumers to pull back on pricier aspects of the holiday, said Catherine Cullen, Vice President of Industry and Consumer Insights at NRF. On average, consumers will spend, how much you think they're going to spend on food items? On average, across the country, the average spend on food for the 4th of July. $200. The annual survey polled 8,000 people on their 4th of July spending, what they planned to spend and celebrate expectations. The average was $92.44. He was way off, like $200. Nah, no. People are much cheaper than you think. Well, I think so. I think people are significantly more cheaper. So I got a question. Who leads the leaders? Well, in Milwaukee County, clearly nobody.
Number four.
From WISN.com, Milwaukee County Transit System lost $4 million in 2024 due to, you ready? Fare evasion. People not wanting to pay the fare, contributing to a $11 million deficit, according to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. Now, if you think socialism works, that is an example of socialism on the bus. I'm a ride for free. Let somebody else pay for it. Well, now they're $11 million in the hole because people want to ride for free. Isaac Wilson, 65-year-old Milwaukee resident, shared his experience of paying $40 monthly for bus rides, noting that not everyone follows suit. Wilson said, "It almost makes me want to do what they do. There was more than one time when I said, well, hell, nobody else is paying. Why am I?" County Supervisor Sean Rowland is supporting a resolution aimed at increasing fare compliance. Okay, so when you say increasing fare compliance, what do you mean? What we want to do is have that security and safety and security presence asking, hey, have you paid? On every bus? Dude, what you doing? Every time they see somebody they're not on the bus, they're not going to pay. The resolution also proposes changes to the Wisconsin Avenue bus rapid transit route, where 33% of the riders currently evade fares. So currently you could prepay, but county supervisors are considering eliminating this option and requiring payment on the bus itself. Does that like make any sense? People live on a fixed income. Sometimes the $40 is a way of budgeting to make sure they can ride. You're saying, nope, we're not going to give them a discount. We're going to jack them. Wow. That's interesting. That's interesting. And so I have to agree with my former colleague, Heather Worth, the chief of police in Shorewood. Is any of this, like, ever going to end?
Number three.
One person was shot and killed. Two others were shot during the early mornings of today, including a Shorewood officer who was struck in his ballistic vest and treated and released from the hospital. Person who died was an adult woman. That's according to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office, and officials have not revealed the condition of the other person shot in Shorewood. Police were searching for the suspect before an apparent chase began, ending in the Halyard Park neighborhood of Milwaukee later this morning. Medical examiner said they responded to that scene at Finlayson Street and West Reservoir, indicating that someone had died. Tactical vehicles, ambulances, FBI agents were also present. This is from JS Online. A Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter at the scene observed a black Mercedes car with apparent bullet holes in the rear passenger windows. A representative for the office declined to provide information about the identity of the person who died in Halyard Park, and when asked to confirm if the incidents were connected, Milwaukee police declined to comment and referred questions to the Shorewood police. The Shorewood police officer was struck by a gunfire while in his squad car as he was arriving at the scene of a reported shooting just before 3 a.m. in the 4100 block of North Bartlett. Shorewood police officer, and you heard it in our 5 o'clock news, Chief Heather Worth said, and at least two rounds struck the windshield, another struck the passenger vehicle, and another struck the officer's vest, hitting him in the shoulder. Worth said she was grateful the officer, whose identity she did not disclose, was wearing a protective vest, half an inch, and it could have been a completely different circumstance. No officers fired their weapons, Worth said. Officers believe they know who the suspect is, and Worth declined to describe the relationship between the suspect and victims, but said it was not a random act of violence. Shorewood officers, the third Milwaukee area officers to be struck by gunfire, are responding to a call within a week. So what are we going to do? How do we stop this? And trashing the police that responded because you were too punkish to respond. You know who I'm talking to. What is that? You complain when the police don't come. Then you complain when the police do come. When they do it right, you don't say thank you. When they do it wrong, you want to hang them and crucify them. So why exactly would I want to help you when all you're going to do is complain, no matter what? And then you get avoidance. I haven't seen the police down my street in 2 weeks. Probably because every time they come down the street, people throw stuff at them and do stuff. Like, I've literally been in squad cars and people throw stuff at you. Told you to get out. Go die. Was it somebody running for alderman, alderwoman, whatever y'all call them, and stood outside the fire and police commission, the police department, the police administration building, and said that they thought that all police should just die. They should just jump off some kind of craziness. And then when she was running for office, they played back the video like, oh, now you support the police? Yes, I do. So then why were you saying this last year? And it, kind of killed her. I even told the story, had a neighbor who decided she didn't care about the police and the police should be defunded. This was way before when the Seville Smith shooting occurred. We should get rid of the police, defund the police, We just get rid of them. Get all of them. The following week. So I ended up being on a, at the time I wasn't in radio as I am now. We were on another radio station on a panel and got castigated. Oh my God, I can't believe you this. I'm like, what? I'm a retired lieutenant. Like, what are you talking about? I can't understand as a black man how you support the police. Well, that's dumb. That's like saying you're an American and you hate America. Well, then leave. If you don't like the police, don't call. Next week, I'm getting out of my car. She lives three doors from me. She's telling me how her house got broken into. I said, well, did you call the police? She goes, no. I said, well, then what do you expect people to do? Well, it's just one house. I said, no, that person might have hit five or six different houses, and you have, quite possibly fingerprints, maybe blood, some DNA that would cause them to catch a person who committed multiple crimes. It might in the future commit a crime that injures or kills someone. And you could have stopped it. That's like saying, hey, you know what? I'm gonna give you four fingers. Hey, I found a thumb. Yeah, you should probably give them a thumb, and then they can grip things and push things and move things and write. Nah, we're not gonna do that. I'm gonna keep the thumb because I don't think it's gonna do any good. Oh, because you don't think it's gonna do any good. And now someone can't do anything. They're limited to what they do. Same thing with the police. Call them. That one call, that one thing might be the linchpin, might be the one piece of information, the one piece of evidence, the one piece of DNA that connects the dots, and you get a super criminal off the street. Or you cannot call. Now, I'm probably sure, and I can't quote this because I don't know this for sure because I didn't bother to follow up just in case this person complained. I'm pretty sure they saw her name and went, yeah, we going. Yeah, we going. Is the person still there? No. How long were you gone? A week. Come into the district and file a report. And that's what she was mad about. I'll just say it. Whew. Speaking of, you know, some people are just big and bold. Well, now we got a big, beautiful bill. I don't know how beautiful it is.
Number two.
Well, from CNN.com, we got this bill now, and some parts of it are good, and other parts of it, not so much. Guess what I'm going to be reading over the weekend when they release the final bill? I'm going to read through it and figure out and see what it actually does. So President Trump's going to sign it on tomorrow. Hakeem Jeffries, minority leader in the House, broke modern-day record for longest House floor speech using his magic minute to speak for hours against the bill and drawing out debate on the package, but it was going to eventually pass anyway. I think it passed 218 to 214. In the bill, the multi-trillion-dollar bill is set to unlock tax cuts and funding boosts for national security, partly paid for by the largest cut in federal safety net in decades. And that's what I want to read through. I want to see exactly what that is and how it really affects and how much money do you need to make for it to affect you in a negative way. That's what I want to look for. Because then when I argue it pro or con, then I'll actually understand exactly what's going on.
Number one.
From CBS 58, funeral arrangements have been made for the fallen Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He died on Sunday, June 29th, after being shot in the line of duty last Thursday near 25th and Garfield. According to the Milwaukee Police Department, visitation will be held Friday, June 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Elmbrook Church. And at 2:30, the funeral service will begin with a processional to follow. And Officer Corder will be laid to rest at the Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield. A fundraiser has been created to help Officer Corder's family and colleagues travel to Washington, D.C. during National Police Week, when his name will be etched into the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Wall. And see, for me, that's one of those things, you know, I would always say, people used to tease me, what's the one thing you want in law enforcement? I can tell you what I don't want. Class A funeral. Being killed in the line of duty. And that is something that every person in the city of Milwaukee, even if you hate the police, you should have a twinge of fear that if someone disrespects authority to the point of killing a police officer, the average citizen, I gotta say it, it's not safe.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Y'all going crazy in the talking text line. Reginald is right. Seems our group is all over the place this afternoon, much as afoot. Reginald said he's eating honey nut Cheerios with chocolate milk for dinner. Oh, gross. You're going to become diabetic, dude. Diabetic. Miles says, since when is the bus free? I know it is on holidays, but not on regular days. Curly Q was like, how do people get on the bus without paying? They walk on and sit down and they refuse to pay, but the bus driver still has to stay on the route. And what are you going to do, call the police and wait for the police and hold up everybody? No. What? Are you serious? $11 million worth. Broke. Are you serious? People just walk on a bus and sit down.
I haven't ridden the bus in a long time.
Well, you're not old enough to have it been that long. But the last time I rode the bus, I was in uniform in District 6 going from like KK River Parkway down to National.
I haven't ridden the bus since I was 6 years old.
So you're only like 12. Hey, you served that one up pretty easy. I'm just saying. You kind of tossed that one in there. But yeah, it's like, you know, that is a sign of what? That's a sign of being middle class, having not ridden the bus. Now, when it works out to your favor in New York, if you were rich, you should have a driver. Otherwise, people don't drive themselves in New York. Are you kidding? Like, it's a rite of passage in New York and D.C. to take the train. But, you know, yeah, I take the subway. Because otherwise, you ain't. Craziness. Craziness.
But I was going to say, I have friends in Chicago that don't even have driver's license because it's so convenient.
Right. Well, it's not convenient. It's just fast. That's why they call it rapid transit in Chicago. Because it goes fast. And certain mornings when you get on at certain spots, it just goes from where you are to downtown. And then you're done. And you get down to work in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Okay. But you can get around the city in Chicago, just like New York. I think Boston. I'm trying to think who has elevated trains. But anyway, or rapid transit trains. Anyway. Let me see where he said it. Where was it? Because somebody said on here, Dr. Ken, that's not it. Somebody said, Dr. Ken, you must suck you must have sucked as a police officer, Dr. Harris. And so, you know, and of course, he's in there laughing. So, you know, I'm like, whatever, dude. That's what Dimitri said. You must suck as a police officer. So I reminded Dimitri, that's all you got? I've been insulted by significantly smarter and better people. # who cares? Not me. Hey, Dimitri, don't be talking trash now. Somebody has exquisite taste in music. The Commodores, Machine Gun. Be quiet. Hush. Can we block him? Just block. Click. No, I'm not blocking him. As he said, why do people have to try and insult you just because they may not agree? Seems foolish. Anytime you insult somebody, it's foolish. You're absolutely right, S.E. It is. And hey, Mal, if you bring it, I get to give it. You can't trash somebody and then not expect to be trashed. If I challenge you, then I expect you to challenge me. If, like I've said in the past, if I get something wrong, yep, I'm wrong. And if you get something wrong, yes, you're wrong. But neither one of us gets to, like, do it and the other one doesn't. Like, that makes no sense. Miles say, I agree. Don't start none, won't be none. No, you can start it. I'm just not going to bother. Like, they're better uses of my time than to argue with people on the talking text. Let me go to the... How much, Dr. Ken, you may have covered it, but two people who ate at the police killer should get the book thrown at them. That's from Marvin. I know one did. The woman was arrested for harboring. I think her and a friend went back and tried to go get a bag with that had the gun in it. That was dumb. And D said, how long would it take for the bill to take effect, full effect? Let's see. Tomorrow at 5:00. Because it takes X amount of hours for them to then take that bill and Who do they submit it to? Not the Secretary of State. That's for the state of Wisconsin. So for a bill to go, it has to get to the Secretary of State, I think, within 72 hours. But when they really want stuff to pass really fast in the state, they'll do it and they'll publish it the next day. So I think once it's published in the Federal Register, but while I'm sitting here before we go to break, when does a federal bill legally become law and enacted? Well, let's see. A federal bill legally becomes law after it's been passed by both the House and the Senate, signed by the president, or if the president vetoes, it is overridden by 2/3. If the president neither signs nor vetoes within 10 days, excluding Sundays, while Congress is in session, it becomes law automatically. If Congress adjourns before the 10-day period, it's considered a pocket veto and the bill dies. So it has to be signed and then publication. Enacted laws are assigned to a public law number published in the U.S. statutes at large and incorporated into U.S. code. So basically, once the president signs it tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it is the law. Daniel, yes. Yes, that is true. Daniel said, Dimitri is Israel today. Yes.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Let it go, let it go. Now, we're not talking about you, but... You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Not really a city girl. What's going on? She out of here visiting a friend. She needs her scalp brushed and some company. Scalp brush? You better brush your own. Ew. Dandruff and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. That's nice. That's very nice. What's up, Mal? Who else is up in here? Sincere. I think Dimitri is Israel. That's a lot of work to go through to keep changing email names and stuff and changing your name so you could get into the YouTube chat. Like, I'm just be who you are. Like, what is that? I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing? Just be you. If you're Israel, be Israel. Stop changing your name. You know, don't come in and pop off like Al and then leave. Or call everybody a punk like I do. Come on now. Watch this. So, anyway, I could let y'all hear what I say because I know some of y'all can read lips. So, you know. But yeah, it just. Let me see who's up in here. Reginald, Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real. What kind of name is Sincere Ronnie Ray Real? That's a lot. That's a lot. S.E., Felix. Is it Felix C2 or Felix C the second? Curly Q, Kwanda. Kwanda, you never told me. Is it Kwanda or Kwanda? Oh, well. Anyway. And then people be like, well, do you like, you don't like Al. That's completely false. Irrelevant. That's how me and Al chop it up. It's talk radio. Stop. We have fun. See how Sandra called yesterday, wouldn't stop talking. I had to take a break. She just kept talking. I'm like, forget you. I'm going to keep talking. Forget you. I'm like, hello, I got to take a break. She just kept talking. So I had to put her on hold. Anyway. Okay, Kwanda, you're not helping me. Give me a phonetic spelling. Is it K-U-H-Wanda? Is it K apostrophe Wanda or K-W-A-N-D-A? Like I knew a guy that said my name was Kenneth. And I said, no, my name is Kenneth. K-E-N-N. Ken, like Ren, like then, Kenneth. Two E's. He put an I in my name. I'm like, what are you, dumb? Like, dude, really? I just want to get it right. I think it's Kwanda. Okay. Not really a city girl. But yet, are you in the city? I guess that's the question. Are you in the city? Is you in the city? So, interesting. Daniel says, so you say overtime is not taxed? Correct. Included in the bill is the elimination of taxes on up to $12,500 of overtime pay premium through 2028. Here's what this means, though. You ready? It means workers will be able to deduct up to $12,500 of annual overtime pay from their taxable income. Tax deductions, which reduce taxable income, are based on a person's tax bracket. Here's what you need to understand. You ready? And when we come back, we'll talk to Sandra. I'll holler at her because she hollered at me yesterday. Here's what that means. Premium, overtime pay premium, right? You have to understand exactly what overtime pay premium means. Overtime pay premium is the additional compensation employees receive after working their regular or standard hours, typically calculated at the rate of 1.5 times the pay. Premium pay is a legal requirement under FLSA, Fair Labor Standards Act, for non-exempt, which means if you don't have salary, people are exempt, for non-exempt employees in the U.S. ensuring fair compensation. And so what people need to understand is it mandates overtime for employees who work more than 40 hours in a work week. So if you earn your overtime after 40 hours, then your overtime kicks in, then you get paid. So let's say I work 8 hours. Let's say I got a 4-hour job. You know, 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, right? I got to work over 40 hours in a week. Got it? So a lot of people won't get that particular thing taken out of their check. Overtime for employees who work more than 40 hours in a work week, it mandates overtime, right? Once you get over 40, then overtime kicks in. So if I work 8 hours for 3 days, 8 times 3 is 24. If I work 10 hours for 4 days, that's 40. If I work after that, I get overtime. So it depends on how you have it set up, depends on what your contract says and all that other stuff. But make sure you understand what it says. You're going to have to read the bill and figure it out.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. So, hey, Al, that's for you. I'm just saying. Now, for those of you that say, wow, that's pretty petty. Yes, it is. I'm petty. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host. You know what? Just. There you go. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sandra, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Ken?
I'm giving you 1 minute to talk because yesterday you just kept going and going and going and going. You was totally disrespectful.
Well, you know what? I really couldn't hear you because I had the sound turned down because when I listen to you on the radio, it's like I'm echoing. It's like an echo. I hear an echo, so I turned it down. So, but no, I wasn't trying to disrespect you.
You were disrespectful. You heard
my feelings. I was just making my little point.
And then you
made no. You say you're contrarian. You got me started.
That's not the point. The point is, be respectful because I had to stop because we were at the end. Like I was like, she was like, you know what? Forget you. I'm talking.
You hung up on me. I didn't care. I started kind of laughing, and then I said, "Oh." I'm going to call Dr. Ken. I'm not mad at you.
And then
but anyways, I was going to say this real fast.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I was just going to say, now, I was watching a documentary one day on community policing.
Right.
In New Jersey.
Right.
And, yeah, I was wondering about something on that order where the police can engage with the community.
We have that.
And which they probably have did it before.
We have it. The Milwaukee County Sheriffs have it. The FBI has it.
Mhm. Yeah, so maybe people, you know, could be watching out for them as well as they're watching out for us because, you know, life is a life.
That's right.
And we don't want to see nobody die like that.
Very true.
Anyways, I ain't going to keep you. I'll call you another day because the holiday coming and you all have a good holiday. Mm-hmm. Who's the little guy to answer the phone? What's his name?
X.
The guy to answer the telephone. Zach.
X.
X?
His name is X.
Oh, okay. He know Elon?
Oh, my gosh. His name is X. He don't know Elon. What's wrong
Elon
with you?
Is X. Elon is X. His name is X.
Stop.
Whatever they say. It's
time to go, Sandra. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Take care.
Okay.
What? What is wrong with people today? Isn't the drone thing tonight? The Milwaukee County, like we're not having fireworks, we're having a drone display. I want to see that on TV. I want to see how dumb that is. I think I'm going to get my drone license. I'm well aware of that. I'm an amateur radio licensee as well. So he be telling me stuff I don't know. Dude, not a day over 30. And now he's like, did you know it's not expensive? Really? I got to tease you like I tease everybody. So they be talking about me behind the glass. Can you believe he said such and such? I'm like, with his old self. Going off and off. And he thinks I care, but I really don't. Here's arrogant and petty. I would have to die. Then you get as old as I am. And then you still won't know as much as me, even though I'm dead. Like, that's how much you don't know. That's probably like a 4, right? Like out of 10. That's not a 10. You think that's a 10? Really? Wow, that's pretty weak. You're easy to impress, huh? Thank you. It's like a 7. Right. I'm a lie to him and tell him it's a 10 and he'll believe me. Cause you know, man, get out of here. Y'all see what I'm putting up with? Stressing me all day. Quanda said, Dr. Ken, you allow your brain to overthink its spelling exactly how it should be pronounced, but people do butcher it often. So, say, call me Wanda if you can't pronounce it correctly. Stay safe, everyone. It's Kawanda. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. So then I do it and I make sure. What does she tell me? She's telling me my brain overthinks. So I try to be nice to you, Kawanda. Not to be confused with Kawanda. I get it. Because, you know, when black people get emotional, they talk in Ebonics, right? Quind. Anyway. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. She said, I did. You said it correctly. Okay. See what else? Not really. CD Girl said, I'm still stuck on the scalp brushing. Like, I don't really understand what that. I know women's hair needs it because it's long and it's coarse. But that leads me to a question. We only got about, well, we got about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Let me ask y'all a question. So I'm not going to ask X because he'll answer it, and I really don't want him to do that, so do not answer on the air. What kind of hair do black men prefer? Do you prefer natural hair, partial weave, weave and natural, a full weave, or bald? Because I've seen some bald women, and they look pretty good. And I've seen women with some weave, and I'm like, you need to take that out your hair. And I've seen some with a mixture of both where one didn't match the other, and you look like a Barbie doll with fake hair taped on it. It's like driving a car, and you have a black car, and you use gray duct tape to tape your car. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's trash. And then there's natural hair. I love natural hair. Now, men with their natural hair, here's what I need you to do. You ready? I know when you wake up in the morning and you don't want to brush your hair or comb your hair and you want to have a natural look, that's great. What I need you to do is get some oil, put it in your hands, rub it through your hair so your hair can be, first of all, wash it to get all the little butt, the little blanket things, sticky butt on your hair. And then get some oil, right? Some old-fashioned, black people know what I'm talking about, some hair grease, put it in your hand and put it all over your head so it looks shiny and natural, right? I see people with nappy hair, and I don't really care, but it's dull and it's dry, and you got little pieces of lint stuck all over your head. And I'm like, you look like you just woke up and walked out the house. So let me get this right. You washed your whole body and forgot about your face and your hair. But then maybe you didn't forget about your body. Right? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you kind of didn't wash anything. So when I see that, I'm like, ooh. So anyway. But you know what I did today? Went and got a haircut. Because it was getting too long. Already have low hair. And now you cut it almost bald. And then you say it's getting too long. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July. Have a wonderful, wonderful, safe, uneventful weekend. Because you know what I'm going to do? Somebody asked me on the chat, what you going to do this weekend? My favorite word, nothing. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show is coming up and rebroadcast Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you get 3 days of the best of all of us. I'll be back, God willing, on Monday, 4 o'clock Central Time for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.